You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is the post-game show, and I will be reviewing Bayern Munich's 2-0 loss to Borussia Dortmund, which is our first loss to Dortmund at the Allianz Arena since, I believe, 2014, if the commentators are to be believed. It has been such a long time, and honestly, I don't know why I feel surprised by this result, because I shouldn't be. There is nothing surprising this season about Bayern Munich going up to an opponent that they should beat, that they have every reason to beat, and then coming out with a loss. We saw it umpteen times before, and I don't even rate this game against Dortmund as one of our top 10 worst performances of this season under Tuchel, which says a lot about what we've been seeing so far. In fact, I won't even say that I'm very surprised by what we saw, because playing badly for this Bayern Munich team is not something that is surprising to me. It's when we play well, like against Lazio, that I'm genuinely shocked, because when you watch a game like this, you start to question whether this team is capable of anything at all. And the weirdest part is that it is not even that the product that we saw on the pitch was terrible. It is the simple fact that there is so little underlying foundation to this team. There is so little substance here, not in terms of quality or in terms of the players in their specific roles. The thing that is missing is a fundamental tactical and philosophical foundation that the team can work on that is translated to actual performances on the pitch. If Tuchel puts out the right 11 with the exact right combination of players in the exact right roles, then Bayern Munich is capable of great things, like we saw against Lazio. But if you tweak even the formula even slightly, for example today, where we had to play Konrad Leimer instead of Pavlovic because Pavlovic was out with tonsillitis, or Sven Ulreich instead of the injured Manuel Neuer, this is what happens. You just lose any sort of cohesiveness because there is no underlying foundation to support players in this system. Tuchel really thinks that he can get away with what he puts out there by doing the bare minimum, which is just selecting players and trying to get them into positions that they can usually play in. But he's not giving them much to work with, and this is the end result. The lineup itself, I can't really criticize it because it is pretty much the best lineup we could have fielded given the circumstances. Maybe we could have started Mazraoui and moved Kimmich to midfield, but I can see why Tuchel chose not to do that, because he has seen Kimmich playing well at right back today. I mean, recently, and I don't think he was bad today either. And in midfield, Konrad Leimer being the only midfielder available after Pavlovic went out with sickness, that is just a case of poor squad planning, and one of the reasons I really hoped that Bayern Munich would sign a midfielder in the winter. But I digress. There is nothing about the lineup that we need to talk about. What we really need to talk about is the end result and the performance that led to it. Bayern actually started pretty decently, I thought. The first 10 minutes up until Adeyemi's goal, we were attacking, we were getting shots out there, not maybe on their goal, which I think is a product of very poor finishing by our forwards, but at least we were creating chances. But then the Adeyemi goal went in, and you could see the heads drop. You could see the team suddenly lose a lot of their momentum and confidence, and then with that, you could see them lose a lot of their concentration. It's just like they did not. After it became very clear that the game was going to be a lot harder than they first thought, it seemed like they did not want to try anymore. They did not see the point in trying anymore. And frankly, I can't even blame them at this point, because I don't even see what the point is for me to sit here and do a deep dive and analysis into what we just saw, because it's not going to matter in the end, right? Tuchel is going to stay here until the end of the season. Nothing we do or say is going to change that. Bayern are going to play the way they play because there is no reason for them to change. The players are going to reassess their options in the summer. This season is a complete dead rubber. Leverkusen are running away with the league title, and whether or not Stuttgart catches up to Bayern in the table is neither here nor there, because you don't get a trophy for finishing second. It does not matter. There is no trophy in the Pokal left to play for, and Arsenal, well, who knows, maybe the players will wake up and they will play well against Arsenal, or maybe they won't. It's going to be just complete dice roll on the day itself. There's nothing you can predict about this team based on form or patterns or what we've seen before, except the fact that it's going to look disjointed and chaotic, because that is all we've seen so far under Thomas Tuchel's coaching tenure. Individual performances wise, I don't know what to say, really. I don't know if I want to go through everyone's performances, because there is so little to talk about that is new. I think the only new thing I can say is that this was Harry Kane's, probably his worst game I've ever seen in the Bayern shirt, and maybe he shouldn't have started, because as we all know, he missed the international break with an ankle injury, and it's possible that he wasn't completely fit, because there was something off about him. There was something off about his usually crisp passing, and he was always a little bit behind the game and the game flow, despite getting on the end of a lot of headers, and he probably owes Kimmich like 2 or 3 assists on the night itself. He was just like not clinical at all, and we know from watching Lewandowski that even the smallest little bit of physical discomfort can make a world-class striker really just completely flub his lines and look many levels below what he's capable of. So if Kane is nursing some kind of injury, maybe Tuchel should have let him sit this one out, because as I said, this game was not actually that important in the grand scheme of things. We're still losing the league anyway, so maybe Tell should have just started. And if not that, maybe Kane should have been subbed off instead of the players who were subbed off in the end. Jamal Musiala. Musiala, I thought he didn't have an impact, but it's difficult to say that he wouldn't have had an impact if had he stayed on. Probably subbing off Musiala was an option that Tuchel took because Musiala played so many minutes during the international break. Because otherwise, I thought Musiala would have been one of those players who could create something out of nothing. Speaking of which, Thomas Muller should not have been subbed, obviously, because he did not play much in the international break at all. And as soon as Muller got subbed up, Bayern Munich went from creating genuine chances and actually forcing Dortmund to defend to the usual boring, static U-ball passing from side to side to side to side, one flank to another, one fullback crossing to the other. It was just abysmal. I don't get why Tuchel keeps subbing him off in games like these when he needs a goal, because like what are you trying to achieve? Even if Thomas Muller is not offering you anything directly in the terms of assists or key passes or whatever, simply his presence on the pitch makes it easier for the players around him to function. And as soon as you take him off, even if you replace him with extremely talented players like Matty Tell and Serge Gnabry or whoever, it's like, it's not going to replace the effect that he has on the pitch and the players around him. It's just that simple. And the fact is that Tuchel's tactics does not take that into account to begin with. So it diminishes Muller's role, and it also means that he is not really figuring into a key part of Tuchel's plans. That's why he keeps getting subbed. This is why I'm just afraid that the next game we see, Thomas Müller is going to start on the bench, and then he's going to start on the bench against Arsenal, and then we're back to square one, honestly. Then you have Leroy Sané, and Sané, oh man, what is there left to say about Sané? He has regressed so far from the highs we saw in the first half of the season that it's difficult to even picture him and the first half season Sané as the same player. We hope that getting 2 weeks off from the international break would help him recover and just get his mojo back, but he's not back. And at this point, I thought that Coman, after coming on from him, he was better. So maybe in the next game, Sané should be benched for Coman, because the way Sané is playing right now, he's practically like, he's not just a non-factor, he's genuinely a liability. And it's difficult to talk about this like with Sané, because he's capable of so much, but he never seems to show it in a consistent basis, and especially in this half of the season. Maybe we should just really cut our losses with Sané, same way we should have done with Tuchel, but we didn't. Because Sané, he just isn't that guy. You know, we hoped he would be, but he isn't. And maybe, you know, given that this is his third year at the club and he's still not popping off like we wanted him to, maybe it really is time to ask questions about whether Leroy Sané has a future at Bayern Munich. Speaking of players with futures at Bayern Munich, Leon Goretzka, he was there. He was a player who played the game. He wasn't good, but like, it's hard to say why he wasn't good, because he was put in the same position and the same setup that allowed him to excel in the game against Lazio. The difference is that he didn't have Pavlovic next to him, but even so, Goretzka should have been better than he was, which goes back to my point about the fight and the momentum of the team. Like, as soon as the Dortmund goal went in, things just deflated a lot, and no matter what the players did, everything just took a little bit longer and was a little bit more laborious, because they were mentally just not in it. They were just not concentrating all that much. And if you watch Goretzka's game, you can see a lot of that, because he was, I wouldn't say he was phoning it in, but he was going through the motions a little bit. Konrad Neimer, meanwhile, like, I cannot figure out what was, like, how did Neimer make a career at RB Leipzig when he's this bad? Like, I cannot understand. What does he offer? He's okay at stealing the ball sometimes in midfield, but other than that, he offers absolutely nothing. He's not a good passer. He's not particularly good at driving up the pitch with the ball. He is not particularly strong. He's not particularly good at aerial duels. He's like, he's just there. And even then, he's there in just the most basic respect, that he closes down whoever is in BVB's midfield like relatively quickly, but that's it. He's just such a superfluous player, and I think he should be one of the main players lined up to be sold as soon as Bayern Munich enter the summer transfer window, because I don't see how any coach is going to make use of Konrad Leimer. Even if we bring Nagelsmann back, I don't know what Nagelsmann would do with this addition of Leimer, and it would probably end up being a failed experiment like what happened with Marcel Sabitzer. So the entire takeaway from this is that we should probably stop buying midfielders from RB Leipzig. Then in defense, I don't really have anything bad to say about Eric Dier, even though a lot of people will see him as an easy scapegoat. He was not at fault for the goal, and he did his job. He was pretty much there. He was good at passing the ball forward, and what more do you expect from him? It's not like Dortmund created a lot of chances. They just scored twice, and that's just the way that things go sometimes. De Ligt did not cover himself in glory during the goal where Adeyemi scored the first one, but realistically, you don't expect De Ligt to be winning foot races with Karim Adeyemi, and the goal was scored on a transition, so the defense was just caught flat-footed, and that's something that can happen. Joshua Kimmich, I thought, was probably the best Bayern Munich player on the night. He was extremely incisive with his passing, especially his crosses into the box, and he probably deserved at least a couple of assists, if not for what Harry Kane did in the final third. As for Alphonso Davies, I cannot say the same for him. people in the games that are hoping that this is the type of Davies that Madrid will get, but I sincerely doubt it. I think that Davies is deeply unsettled by his contract situation and he's not putting his all into his football right now. We saw it with David Alaba in his final year at Bayern Munich. He was not putting everything into his football and it caused him to look like a complete fool on the pitch, despite the fact that we know what Alaba was capable of and the fact that Alaba literally went to Real Madrid the year later and won the Champions League there while playing a very key part in their defense. Like, this, I fear that the same thing is going to happen to Davies, and Bayern Munich fans are just fooling themselves if they think that Real Madrid are going to buy him and then not play him or are going to get burned on this deal, because he is talent-wise one of the best left-backs in the world and currently he's just not playing up to that level, much like much of the other squad is not playing up to their level. Harry Kane, Thomas Muller, Leroy Sané, Jamal Musiala, Leon Goretzka, Joshua Kimmich, so many top level players who are just not playing to the level that they should be. This is a team that should be capable of so much more, and I'm just tired of saying it over and over again. We need something better. We should demand something better, but it's too late to demand that. The last chance to change coaches was during the international break, which was 2 weeks ago, and now we're just stuck with this, and I just hope that Tuchel, well, for Tuchel's sake, I hope that Harry Kane is getting, well, he's fit. I hope that Pavlovic comes back soon. I hope that Manuel Neuer comes back soon, and I hope that the team can somehow rally together and maybe put up a fight against Arsenal and avoid humiliation, because at this point, I feel like this season is less about searching for glory and more about just avoiding the most humiliating season at Bayern Munich in well over a decade. It's just that kind of game. And I think I'm going to end it there. If I keep going on today, I probably will fall into a deep depression and maybe start crying. So I think that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening. If you want more analysis of a game, check out our match observations and match awards, and check out our blog where we have a great community of like-minded Bayern fans who are always ready to discuss the club even at this dark hour. So yeah, thank you for listening and good night. I'm gonna sign off here.